New legislation could close a loophole in California's plastic bag ban, broadening the types of plastic bags covered by the law and only allowing paper or reusable bags in stores by 2026. A decade ago, the state banned disposable plastic shopping bags at grocery stores and other shops, but as a part of that legislation, allowed shoppers at checkout to purchase bags made with a thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. Democratic State Senator Ben Allen said that's proven to be a failure.
There were some, loopholes in the original bill, and we've now learned how to more effectively reduce plastic waste. While we intended to ban single-use plastic grocery bags and promote reusable options, we've instead seen a shift to thicker plastic bags that were allowed under the bill. And we've actually, in some respects, seen an increase in plastic waste and pollution. That's not what consumers demanded when they overwhelmingly voted to support California's bag ban at the ballot box when the policy was challenged.
The California legislature passed its statewide ban on plastic bags in 2014. The law was later reaffirmed by voters in a 2016 referendum after being challenged by the plastic industry. Democratic State Senator Catherine Blakespear said people are not reusing or recycling the thick plastic bags sold at checkout. She pointed to a state study that found the amount of plastic shopping bags trashed per person actually grew since the law was originally passed.
In 2004, CalRecycle released a waste characterization study and found that Californians disposed of 147,000 tons of plastic grocery and merchandise bags. That's roughly 8 pounds per person. And by 2021, that had climbed to 11 pounds per person. So from 2004 to 2021, it climbed from 8 pounds per person to 11 pounds per person of plastic, grocery, and merchandise bags. What does that data show? It shows that the plastic bag ban that we passed in this state in 2014 did not reduce the overall use of plastic. It actually resulted in a substantial increase in plastic. And that's because the thin bags are no longer being used, but the thick bags are, and they are no more recyclable than those thin bags were.
12 states, including California, already have some type of statewide plastic bag ban in place, according to the environmental advocacy group Environment America Research and Policy Center. Hundreds of cities across 28 states also have their own plastic bag bans in place. Jen Ingstrom is the state director for the environmental group CalPERG. She said that plastic bag bans work when they make sense.
We know that well-designed plastic bag bans are effective at reducing litter. A new report by CalPERG Education Fund and the Environment California Research and Policy Center found that well-designed plastic bag laws are effective, and states that have basically better than our bag ban have been able to reduce litter and reduce plastic bags by 300 per person per year on average.
If the bill passes, it will be up to Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to sign it into law. As San Francisco's mayor in 2007, Newsom signed the nation's very first plastic bag ban. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.